Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
In the studio now, we have Honor the Radio Vet. Good afternoon, Honor.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We'll just crank
I'm
you up
well
a little
too,
bit
too, thank
more.
You.
Yes.
Good, I'm very pleased.
We've got a couple of questions for you.
Right, far away.
Conkers and dogs.
Conkers
should,
and dogs.
Should they meet anywhere?
Probably not terribly closely. Try to avoid dog eating conker.
Are they
I would
poisonous
say.
Or?
They can cause a bit of an upset tummy. If they chew them up and spit them out, you're probably going to be all right. If they do swallow them whole, though, there is the potential for upsets, but also them getting stuck.
Yes.
Yes.
Which we don't really want to happen.
Not pleasant.
No,
that's
not ideal.
No, no. That's major intervention time.
That occasionally is major okay. intervention time. Yeah.
And fireworks. Oh, the dreaded fireworks.
The dreaded fireworks. Well, I'm sure everybody who has a dog that doesn't like fireworks has been working on this for the last year and won't be phoning up their vets 2 days before fireworks night for some help.
Yes.
However, for everybody who has got dogs with firework issues, or you know, they don't like the bangs and the crashes, and there's a lot of people who have parties at this time of year as well, so
yes.
lots of kind of new people coming into the house
and
costumes and,
that.
Yeah.
and
yeah.
you know, that sort of thing. It can be quite hard work for a lot of animals.
Cats will go and hide somewhere.
Cats often all go and hide somewhere. I think with dogs it's worth having them in a separate room if you do have a lot of people coming round. You know, they might be very social where that's fine, but I think it can be quite overwhelming for a lot of them. So letting them have their own space that they can be quiet in is quite a sensible option.
Some people have found that swaddling a dog can help it, calm it down.
If you can, there are specific bits of gear that you can get, actually, which are kind of very close-fitting coats. Or shirts. There's one called a thunder shirt, and that seems with some dogs to be quite calming for them.
Right.
It's probably easier to actually purchase something that's going to fit your dog than try to wrap them up yourself. As much as I'm enjoying the image of me trying to actually wrap my own dogs up, it might be easier just to have a look online. You'll probably find something very suitable.
I've never heard of that one before. That's
It can work quite well in some. You know, some of them it works well.
But basically, when we had dogs and it was fireworks, that was the one night of the year they were allowed to sleep on the bed.
Yeah.
And they were fine.
Yeah.
We didn't react, so they didn't react.
No, I think some dogs are fine. Some don't mind at all, but you do get others who vary between not really liking it very much and then ones who just do not cope with it at all.
And your vet, you should seek help for your vet, but you should have done it a bit a while ago.
Well, ideally, yes. I'm sure we'll have a lot of people contacting us in the next couple of days. It's a pattern. because you don't think about it always, do you?
No, you don't.
All of a sudden it's upon you. But if you do have a dog that is not coping or doesn't cope well, do get in contact with your vets, because we can help you with often with some medication to try and take the edge off them a little bit. But certainly looking into making dens, that sort of thing, is very worthwhile. A veterinary behaviourist, actually, I saw a video of hers just the other day. She's a girl called Rosie Beskaby, and she's a clinical behaviourist, and she's got an excellent video online at the moment about how to build a den and how to introduce it and all of that kind of thing, which some people might find really handy.
Our cat, I have to say, not the slightest.
The only thing that really spooks him is the wind.
Yes. So last night?
Yeah, absolutely spooked.
Yes, but he was afraid in the end. He decided to go and play at 4 o'clock in the morning with all his toys.
All of them.
Yes, I was wandering around the garden at 4 o'clock this morning. One of my dogs decided it wanted to go out, but then I discovered that anything that wasn't nailed down was not where it started.
Yeah, that's what about. I was in the garden at 3 o'clock this morning doing much the same, not with a dog, but trying to stop things banging and crashing.
I was asleep. Lucky you.
Now. I know we've only just got into November, but there's another big event coming up, isn't there?
Christmas.
And I know we've done this before, but it's always worth repeating. Is tinsel and chocolate are the two things that come to mind immediately.
Tinsel, yes, there is sometimes the fun game of what colour will it be? when
how much
it's coming out the other end.
Can we swallow? Yeah.
How much of it can we swallow? Please don't let things eat tinsel. As much fun as the sweepstake is, we would rather not be doing it.
Yes.
Chocolate is the old one.
It's
with
a big no-no.
With dogs, yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, chocolate and fruitcake, Christmas cake, Christmas pudding, all the raisins and booze in there. Mince pies. This is making me hungry.
I know.
I love a mince pie.
So do I.
But not for the dogs.
See, I don't like
dogs.
Mince pies. So.
Do you? Oh, no. Do you cream and brandy butter on top? Oh.
The mince pies I love, but not for dogs.
No.
And can't keep away from any animals, really. They're not meant for animal consumption.
They're not. To be honest, around Christmas, we get upset tummies for dogs and sometimes cats, just because they're getting lots of little bits and bobs that they normally wouldn't have, because you know, friends and family around, and they sneak them little treaties,
them little bits.
But we do in the last few days before Christmas is when we have a plague of dogs who have eaten the advent calendar or the Christmas pudding or whatever else, or the chocolates that have been left on the side that they didn't think the dog would get into, and so we often have a load of poor dogs being made to vomit all around the practice, which is no fun for them.
No fun for you either.
Well, no, it's no fun for us, to be honest. Better out than in.
National Vomit Day.
Keep your dogs, or keep all your pets clear of human food, particularly over the Christmas season.
Yes.
And the other one, before we get any further, is things like antifreeze.
Antifreeze. If you do antifreeze in your car, it's something that cats seem to be particularly prone to licking up. It is quite sweet tasting. I think some products are having a bittering agent put in them now, which makes them less attractive. But it can, if they do ingest it, as a general rule, that's it. Because it causes horrible kidney damage.
We don't need that, do we?
And we don't need that. No. But equally, that, you know, if we've got other, you know, hedgehogs and little furries, wild beasties going around, if they get it, it's not going to do them any good either.
Now, I know, as many people have heard, all the island vets are very, very busy. You are very overloaded. But is it still the case that if you've got an animal who's in real distress, you should ring your vet or a vet?
Ring a vet. Yes. You know, if you have an emergency, the vets will see you. We are, unfortunately... every practice is absolutely flat out, and I think every practice has a waiting list at the moment. But if people have an emergency, do call, and somebody will squeeze you in somewhere and make sure that your animal's looked after. For kind of non-emergency stuff, or you know, if you're just waiting to get a vet and you've got a healthy animal, just, you know, please just be patient.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
They'll get to you eventually.
Yes, indeed. I mean, if it's routine vaccinations and things like that, those can hold for a bit.
They can hold for a bit. I mean, we during COVID, there was about a 3-month grace period. So, you know, that is the case. I mean, sadly, it may be at the moment that people may go over and they have to restart their vaccines, which nobody really wants to have to do. But I think as long as your animal is fit and healthy, it's less of a concern. But yes, certainly if you do have a sick animal, do give your kind of probably your geographically nearest vet a visit or a ring, rather.
Don't think you can't ring them up.
No, don't think that you can't ring them up, because, you know, we are there in, you know, it is literally our business to look after them.
It is. And of course, so being in a rural area, there's a lot of vets who are on call for the farmers anyway, so you'll be...
There's not an awful lot of vets on call for the farmers.
There are some vets.
There's four vets who...
But what I'm saying is somebody will be there to talk to you.
Oh, yes.
So would you be one of those four?
I am.
Yes.
Long arms. Very handy.
I wasn't going to get into that. Well, thank you, Honor, as ever, for coming in and giving us the benefit of your extensive knowledge there. I don't want to throw too much at you, but we've still got some bird flu going around, haven't we?
We have, actually. As of Monday next week, we're going to fully housed, I'm afraid. So it's been until Monday, so Monday the 7th, at 1 minute past midnight, I think, so Sunday night into Monday, they have to be fully housed. So have a look at the APHA website, which will give you all of the details. But yeah, unfortunately, they are back in, everybody.
It's a shame, but
it is unfortunately the bird flu is rife.
We've got some neighbours who've got some chickens, and we can hear them making their
chatting to each other. Yeah. It's worth having a look at some of there's some good website with kind of enrichment things that you can do with your birds when they're inside as well, so they don't get bored, and you know, essentially toys and you know, things to for them to investigate to make sure that their kind of welfare isn't compromised by them being shut in.
That's worth knowing.
Well, they get bored, same as everybody else does.
So. They need a bit of interest to do, and you know, changing things around for them regularly, so they've got plenty to investigate and exhibit their normal kind of behaviours.
Just Google that kind of stuff, you'll find loads of stuff.
So
from Monday then, any poultry you have as pets or as...
As otherwise, all indoors.
Get them indoors, thank you. Thank you, Anna, for coming in.
Pleasure.
I know you're really busy, so we appreciate the time that you've managed to spare with us.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm